Once again, Mark Stanton Welch. This is Tools for the Times. We are in Block 2, Session 5, and this is, what did I change this to? Spiritual ray integration is what it is. And I'll explain why that is shifted here in a minute. But first, let's just take a breath and go ahead and get centered and allow ourselves to show up. Use my handy chimes here. Is a beautiful way to begin, at least on this end. I'm not sure how it plays through the phone there, but here we are. I grabbed a big piece of rose quartz, some turquoise, big chunk of turquoise, and some yellow calcite, I believe it is. And so those stones seem to be really useful and relative to this particular call tonight. So they are sitting here with me. And I grabbed my medicine card book here from Jamie Sams and David Carson from long ago because as I set out today working on the class, I had visitations from all kinds of creators. Two in particular that I wanted to acknowledge because we are, I believe they're impacting the class. One was turkeys, got wild turkeys that kind of roam through the hills here, and occasionally they show up. Sometimes they show up at the large flock, and there have been times there have been upwards of 10, 12 large turkeys. And sometimes they get up onto the roofs. I had no idea they could fly. I just never knew that. But they have these great wings, and they will go up to the top of the trees to protect themselves if they get startled. But today it was an interesting visitation. A single turkey came down the walkway to my house here, and I'm sitting on the deck, and all of a sudden I hear some pitter-patter down the walkway, and here's this mother turkey. So I greeted her, said hello, and she didn't say anything back, which was somewhat rude, but I think she was on her way doing something, and then I found out what it was, because she came down off of there and got onto the ground around some trees in an open grass area. Well, it's grass now because we had some rain, and already within 2 days we're getting sprouts of green. It's just very exciting. But suddenly behind her came five. They weren't chicks. They looked to me like early teenagers. So there were five of them just coming down after she had paved the way. She uttered some little sound which gave them permission to head down. And they spent probably 25 minutes down around the area there as I looked at them, talked to them, and just watched them. It was a glorious experience. So I'm looking now in this book, and a turkey is called, it's about a giveaway. Turkey was a medicine of many saints and mystics. Celebrate if you have turkey medicine. Your virtues are many. You have transcended self. You act and react on the behalf of others. You aspire to help those who need help. This is not out of some sense of self-righteous moralism and religious guilt. Help and sustenance is given by turkey out of the realization that all life is sacred. It is knowing that the Great Spirit resides within all people. It is an acknowledgement that what you do for others, you do for yourself. Turkey medicine rests in true ego, in enlightenment. Doing unto others and feeding the people is the message of all true spiritual systems. Depending on how turkey is aspected in your cards, you're being given a gift. The gift could be spiritual, material, or even intellectual. The gift may be great or small, but it is never insignificant. Congratulations. You may have just won the lottery. Oh, forgot to buy a ticket. Or the gift may be a beautiful sunset or the smell of a fragrant flower. Or on the other hand, you may feel the spirit of giving growing within you and wanting you to share with others. So, boy, that's really nice. I mean, it's a reflection of the work that I feel that I'm doing in many ways, but quite honestly, it's the work that we're all doing. Because a choice to be engaged in this particular process with Tools for the Times is a willingness to stand in a new frequency. And in that new frequency, it is indeed the land that saints, mystics, and others have yearned to find and have reached in many ways throughout our in time on this planet, as long as it has been. So what a beautiful blessing to all of us that a gift is here or a gift is on the way, but mostly that we are deserving of it, and what a sweet, sweet thing. I was also visited by four squirrels. So I'm just going to quickly access what the squirrel means, and it's about gathering. It says, the gathering power of squirrel medicine is a great gift. It teaches you how to gather and store your energy for times of need. It teaches you to reserve something for future use, whether it be a judgment, an opinion, a savings account, candles, or extra food. To put it in a nutshell, squirrel is the Boy Scout of the animal kingdom, always prepared. In today's world of changing times and fortunes, it is a wise person who prepares for the future. Squirrel is a friendly medicine to have in light of possible future rainy days. Its message is to be prepared, but not to go nuts with it. Love yourself enough to gather the goods that will meet your needs in times of scarcity, even if that time never comes. It may be that you're being told to honor your future by readying yourself for change. The message could be to lighten your load if you've gathered too many things that do not serve you. These things can include thoughts, worries, pressures, stresses and gadgets that have been broken for years. And in understanding the balance involved in gathering, you need to look at the idea of circulating the stock of what you have gathered. Call the nearest thrift store, give the gadgets to someone who can use them. If something no longer grows corn for you, then it's time to let it go. Squirrel has another lesson which can aid you if you observe what is obvious and which can prepare you for anything. It has to do with the safe place in which you put your gatherings. Safe place is an untroubled heart and mind, and that which is gathered to put in place is wisdom and caring. The energies gathered will set your mind and heart free so that you will know that all will be taken care of in its own time. Apply this to the fears, to your fears about the future, and they will vanish. What a fortuitous visit by these animals today. The idea of the squirrel that reminds us that actually through this course we really are storing up for future times, because we are creating a new frequency and a foundation that will serve us in so many ways, creating actually a cocoon of safety that will guide us through our moments as things come and the forms show up in the days to come. Information, knowledge, understanding are very powerful, powerful acquisitions, and they change everything. More so than any other kind of material stuff can do. Those things may bring us a certain form of pleasure and make easy our life, or easier, but the knowledge, the understanding, the capacity to be able to embrace the moment and flow with it and respond to how life shows up has no value whatsoever in terms of the actual amount value for it. The value is infinite in its actuality. So what we are doing, as you continue to join me on this particular journey, we're almost entering the point where we're halfway through. Not that that means anything, because it seems like every single session is showing up with its own flavor. As you'll see tonight, this one is very different than anything else that I've done. But that's the beauty of it for me, because I don't want you to get on the call and just know that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's so much more exciting and so much more inviting to have that sense of wonder and imagination. Tonight we're exploring spiritual rays and doing our best to integrate them. My computer is still smoking from how much I was working on it here, and really the last I posted it at 1 minute till to get it online so that I could read it. So this is really hot off the press. And essentially, it's a little bit unfinished here because there's some elements that I didn't cover, but I intended to do. I'm not sure we're going to get those tonight because of the nature of the work itself. But it's about spiritual rays, and originally it was going to be 12 rays, and then it was going to be 7 rays, and then I found one source that talked about 49 rays. And I just went, whoa, it's just going all over the place, which is totally understandable in these times. Because the energy, the ideas, the information is coming in so quickly that things that we had held on to as far as the tenets of living are fading away fast. So we allow ourselves to grasp and pull in the new information and start to wear it and see how it works out for us. I hope that by now you realize that the concepts are, on one hand, familiar to some, somewhat inviting. They are really inviting in many ways. They are causing us to perhaps stretch a bit, inviting in the sense that it's asking us to go ahead and show up differently in our moments. What we're doing here is getting a whole load of different techniques, ways of being to respond to the moment that comes before us. And once again, I'll underscore this, the whole point of the course was really to just use information, activity, intention, and energy to actually begin to activate these elements of knowing and remembering within each of you. It's a very personal thing. It's a collective thing as well. The information, again, are the seeds. The tone of voice is the seed. Any song I choose, any activity we do are the seeds that are inviting a part of you to remember who you are. And if I can only take into account how my own life has changed and altered and moved since I started doing this course, then I am under the impression that things are happening for you as well. And if they aren't, then I know they will. So your choice to be a continued part of this process is a celebration of your commitment to yourself. It's also a celebration of the fact that you're finding value in the things that are being sent through me to give to you. And for that, I am deeply, deeply grateful. And because those two things combine, what we can do here is create a very beautiful state of grace. And we can allow the higher frequencies to move in to influence how these sessions unfold. So tonight we're going to call upon grace through information. We're going to call upon that grace to actually flood through us through the extensive use of invocation, prayer, and affirmation, more so than anything else, and, actually a few songs and chants. So let's go ahead and begin with just an introduction on this this idea of spiritual rays. So what I wrote here, as I said, the esoteric history is filled with references of sevens. Planets, chakras, rainbow bridges, days of the week, all kinds of stuff. But it is the rays where the mystery is most interesting to me. What was originally 7 grew to 12, and most recently with the passing into the age of Aquarius has morphed into 49. But we shall focus mostly on the 7, as these contain the most study and information, and it is simply a good number that aligns with so many elements. The appearance of the rays, which are energetic frequencies emanating from the galactic center, the central sun of our Milky Way galaxy, is shrouded in the mists of times past. One source indicated the rays manifested after the Great Flood, appearing one by one to move the planet out of black and white. This was kind of a mind blower for me, but it made total sense. That prior to a particular time, people were really only able to integrate with the world in a black and white way. Those higher frequencies hadn't been awakened yet. And so they saw through what they saw through. Very much like the animal world, as I'm finding out that humans and snakes are the only ones who see in color. Pretty interesting stuff.
Can his talk go out?
Well, hello, whatever happened, I'm back. That was really strange. Just went off into another dimension for a moment there. And so I am back. I don't know if anybody else left the call or not, but hopefully that'll happen. You know, in order to assure that I have the recording going, I'm going to stop the recording and then start it over. If anything happens to the call, let's just all re-up and just call the number again in case you lose me again, and we'll just do a start over. So I'm going to stop the recording and then start it up again. Never done this before during the call, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. So let's see. Here we go. Okay, so this is the second part of the recording. It seems to have worked out just fine. Okay, so where was I? I was talking about the change of color, the arrival of color. You know, it even underscores more so the power of the film The Wizard of Oz when it went from black and white to color. At that point where the vibration, the frequency was raised enough that we were actually able to perceive the world in a very different way. It's very profound in the movie as well as us in terms of our historical evolution. And it now even makes sense because of what we're beginning to see outside of the third dimension into the fourth and fifth and sixth. This work is carrying us into this information and this awareness and capacity. So we're kicking up again. And this is where the rays are going to come in and start to be a very useful tool as we begin to explore them. So I was talking about the ways the rays unfolded, and one of those ways was that they came, according to this source, that the frequencies, once they came out of black and white after the flood, now it's an interesting thing, once the energy was cleared, then the new frequencies were allowed to come in that allowed color to begin to integrate. And it was fleshed out with a palette enough to make all colors eventually possible. Now, from my understanding, it's not that they all came, it was just that certain colors were introduced. And then eventually you were able to integrate that frequency, which then led to the expansion of colors. Does this align in some ways with references by Rudolf Steiner, who founded anthroposophy, that musical intervals appeared as humans raised in vibration and not a moment before. In other words, there were certain tones that could be heard by people, and there were certain harmonic relationships that were capable of experiencing, but nothing more. For example, there was the octave. Bum, bum. Sorry about that. I haven't warmed up. Bum, bum. That kind of an interval there that allowed the two expressions of a singular experience to be experienced. And then as time came on, bum, 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 then you got your fifth. The fifth came in and people were able to integrate that. The word is that if they were given too many intervals, it would have literally disintegrated. Slow boat. It's been a very slow boat. And in fact, it's been a drop down into bathtub because prior civilization of the long ago was very advanced. And then we went through this phase of time that is told in stories about the fall of man, if you will, about having to forget who we were. And in that sense, in the choice of incarnating here, we have to go through this process of remembering. We're climbing out of the bottom of that bathtub and we're moving way up the other side in a very, very quick way. And in that process, the vibration is raising significantly. So I said, this in itself is a strong indicator of the historic journey of remembering and reawakening that has spiraled out of the fog of the past. So here's something on the nature of the rays, just some generalizations. The earliest exploration of the rays came through the work of the theosophist Alice Bailey. It explored the spiritual hierarchy of the ascended master overseeing each ray. Then exploring the characteristics of each ray, it allowed us to examine our tendencies and integrate some of the other ray elements to create a balance. As there were consequences of overuse or excessive focus on one ray, the work showed the characteristics to move away from as well. So you began to see that, like anything, you know, too much vanilla ice cream can create a condition. Not enough can create a condition. So in a sense, finding your balance with these is the vehicle that we're used to doing. The rays serve us in that way, specifically in relationship to how Alice Bailey and the Theosophical movement used them. They were pretty foundational in setting an overall perspective of the rays. But later, the rays became a system of modern soul psychology to help one determine and understand their personal makeup and the energies that affect one's evolution. And one can build upon tendencies and, again, create a more balanced expression of self. Now, I picked up a couple resources that came at it from this perspective, and I really honestly found them pretty tedious. It feels like it came through some of the time through the work of Freud and through the work of other great psychologists who were just beginning to put the mind into explanation. And as they did this, it became so mind-heavy that it was really just exercises in intellectualism. I found no resonance in the heart for that and in those, and so I set those books aside and went back to ones that I knew had some substance that came from a more eclectic version of who we are. And those sources came from the work that was done in Mount Shasta by the groups that were working with the I Am Discourses. There were groups up there that were involved that eventually became Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Mark Prophet, who took the whole band and moved over to Idaho. They were as a cult, and they suffered a lot of harassment out there. But underneath all of that, and despite all of that, they were producing some very, very powerful information regarding ascended masters and perpetuating the ideas of how the rays worked. So through them, the rays became vehicles to strongly impact one's state of being, calling upon ascended masters and etheric beings to support awareness and understanding of expressing the I am that I am personally. And calling upon specific rays, one could tap into extensive resources that would impact and elevate awareness into action. In other words, by being aware of the existence of the rays, knowing the colors and having access to the ability to see the color, whether it is an image or an actuality, and then using the resources through the etheric beings, particularly the ascended masters, but also Elohim as the dispensers of the information, who are the go-betweens between that spiritual dimension and the earthly dimension, and the actual ascended, the archangels, who were overseeing the Elohim. So there was a bit of a little hierarchy going on here in the dispensation of information. But this was available to anyone who chose to begin to access the seven rays. And at this point, there were seven that were being talked about. So lastly, the rays are used now and most completely as a correspondence system, revealing what colors, animals, stones, days of the week, oils, angels, and masters resonate with what principles, and thus showing how to build ritual and activity that would assimilate the qualities into self-expression. One can essentially tune into the vibration of the ray and activate the support and guidance you seek to begin to take on the qualities of the ray. So the idea is, we shall see that underneath these rays is the intention to do self, through self-awareness, we decide where we are, quote-unquote, deficient, or where we could use some augmentation in terms of us being in a balanced state. Knowing what all the rays are about, which we'll know by the end of the call, will allow us to pick and choose that which we feel is relevant in the moment. The old methods, the psychology method, and even back in the theosophical method, was to recognize that each of us has maybe incarnated with a particular tendency, or a tendency to be more aligned with one of the rays, and that may very well be so. But that does not mean that that's only who we are, because we can take on different capacities and qualities and begin to integrate them into a new expression of who we are. And that's the beauty of the work. And that's what we're inviting ourselves to do through tonight. A couple more things before we get into the actual rays themselves. Ultimately, the rays are a powerful bequeathment of a loving cosmos that floods us with tools of ascension, supplying everything we need to make our way home to remembering who we are. Understanding the rays opens up energetic vistas in the plane and activates deep inner resources that allow the assimilation of the information to create a balanced expression of the I am expressing as me, as you. Living more fully in living color, in full cooperation and alignment with the kingdoms and peoples of this earth, is a gift of the rays. It's the promise of the rays, and the rays do deliver with use. Choosing to use them as a natural process that reveals profound understanding the more they are used. And this theme keeps cropping up in almost every session. They expand the more they are utilized. This is really not a classic education course where you get the information, you study for the test, you pass the test, and then you move on and forget the information. This is a cumulative experience, at least that's the way it's being designed here, that we begin to hold on to these elements. And the beauty of it is, and what makes it actually pretty easy, is that the inside of each of us is activating the elements that have the most relevance for our moments of living right now at the frequency where we are. So we call up what we need. It may be that this session has no relevance to you at the moment, but your cells remember, and they know that when the time is right, the access and the information will reveal itself simply by paying attention. So here at the very least, the last thing I'll say on this is learn to pay attention to color, noticing how it feels, seeing its vibration, allowing it to impact your energy and personal vibration. Color lifts the experience of living in the now into a higher frequency magnificence, revealing how unified all of life is. Creating relationship with it allows it to serve you to remember the oneness of all things, living more peacefully, thankfully, and playfully. All of this is here for you by design. That in itself is a knowing that reminds you how much you are loved, valued, and celebrated. Choosing not to accept and embrace this knowing is quite simply foolish. So, come out of the woods, step out of the dark, step into the light. There's your invitation. So off we go. The way I've approached each of the seven rays, as you'll see and as you'll hear, is there's a list of characteristics and qualities of it that I have attached to each of the elements, each of the rays. It has the same format, but the information is different for each, obviously. Then there's a very quick explanation of what the ray is about. And then there are a series of invocations to the Ascended Master as well as the Elohim. And then I have borrowed from a book, a very potent book by a woman named Aurelia Louise Jones, who lived at Mount Shasta and was one of those souls who had a high enough frequency that she was moving back and forth with the Lemurians who are in a fifth dimensional community inside the mountain. There you go, I've said it. But she had access to the Ascended Masters, et cetera, and therefore was able to create some very, very potent prayers and statements, which I will include with each of these. Now, for tonight, I'm going to be reading them. We're not going to be repeating them. But the invitation is when you get the information by Thursday, is that you will actually take each of these elements and start to actually speak the prayers and work with those at least one time, although each one is really being invited to use more often. Follow your guidance. All right, the first ray, the color, is red. Now, the colors are actually, it's interesting because the rays align with chakras, but they don't align in the way that you would think. Because the first ray is red, it does not necessarily align with the root chakra. As we will see, it aligns with the crown. So there's some interesting things going on here. So it took a while for me to separate myself from my knowledge of chakras to begin to integrate how these elements work. Sound and color are frequencies. They have a harmonic relationship. They are in relationship with one another. When you use one color, as you know, all colors come from the primary colors, and the mixtures of those creates this incredible palette of possibility in the world of color. And by the way, it appears that in these, as the energy increases, new colors are beginning to reveal themselves. I may have made this in a call, said this in a call previously. I know I did in one call somewhere. I don't know if it was Tools for the Times or whatever. But I was beginning to notice that at the horizon, at the end of the day, there's a very, very different golden color that rims the earth on a clear day. It's incredible. And the way it shows up in the sand, it was just something I had not seen before. And I was beginning to notice that the hues are just becoming very, very expanded. And I think that's going to be happening more and more and more. And the way to actually access it is to pay attention. Imagine that. The purpose of the first ray is for will, power, and politics. The first ray is about will. It's about taking action, following guidance, and trusting the will of the higher power as well as our own capacity to use our will to take action. They're called Kohans, but they're also the Ascended Masters. El Moria is the Ascended Master for this first ray. The Elohim, again, the Elohim are the ones who dispense the information from the Kohans. They put the ray into action. They put it into your heart. They put it into my space. They put it into us here. And their job is to make it accessible to humans. Archangels are the go-betweens between the Ascended Masters and the Elohim. Michael and his counterpart, Faith, in this structure, every one of the Elohim and every one of the archangels have a counterpart as the yin and the yang. They have a male-female frequency, one that receives, one that gives. So they work in cohesion. They work in symphony together to make manifest these things for us. There are positive attributes and there are negative attributes for each of these rays. In other words, if it's underdeveloped or overdeveloped, it can create chaos. We're always looking for balance. Positive attributes of the first ray are strength, courage, fearlessness, trustworthiness, persistence, diplomacy, and being purposeful. Negative attributes are being destructive, ruthless, hard, cold, arrogant, ambitious, tyrannical, cruel, and controlling. So underdeveloped energies or misuse of the vibration itself through personal choice and the freedom of the free will component of this dimension can allow us to slip down some slippery slopes and to create some chaos that we will eventually have to climb out of. So just as an aside, as a generalization for using this, it may be that you're in a situation where you really could use an augmentation of your capacity to be strong or courageous, or to move forward with fearlessness, or to begin to develop your sense of trust so that others become trustworthy to you and they trust you as well. You can call upon the ray to wash over you and through you. You can call upon the ray and the guidance, the overseers, the ascended masters, the Elohim, or the archangels to assist you in integrating that energy to create a balance within you so that it becomes available for you. If you have a tendency to be ruthless, cold, and hard, and arrogant, and ambitious, of course you would be on this phone call. But if you have these tendencies, you can use the color to begin to soften and to remove those elements by balancing them out of you. It brings the negative up to a place of integration. That's one way we can begin to use these rays in a conscious, powerful way. The rays actually would reflect certain religions as they have happened over time. And it says in this one, Hinduism was one that really represented that frequency. Not sure why, it wasn't explained. Again, the chakra is the crown. The animal that aligns with this is the elephant. The point of having an animal is to begin to recognize that there are certain power elements. The cohesiveness of the dimension of all the kingdoms comes into play here because we call upon the elements to support us in our choices, to remind us that we're not alone, to remind us that this is a very sympathetic and synchronistic dimension that we live in when we step aside from the programming that we've had. And this is what's beginning to happen the more we move through this course. The animal as the elephant is reminding you that, you know, one way to do it is to gather pictures of elephants if you're working in this particular ray, or to get a little figurine and put it on your altar or in a safe space, or whatever, put on your little elephant slippers, whatever that's going to be. Make elephant sounds. Used to be able to do that better until I lost a tooth. Oops. There's a day of the week where this particular ray is particularly strong. That is Tuesday. Tuesday with the red, or with the first ray, the red ray. There are certain stones that work the vibration. The typical first ray stone is a diamond. You can use quartz or any red stone, like a ruby, a garnet, red jasper, red calcite, bloodstone. To have those around is to have the vibration in assistance and in support. There are certain oils and certain aromatics that work for this ray. And one is black pepper oil. Another is ginger oil, basil oil, and bay oil. Certain flower essences and herbs also carry the frequency of the ray: stinging nettle, hawthorn, holly, rose, garlic, thistle, and yarrow. So you can see that by beginning to integrate certain spices or essences through either their oil or their aromatherapy or the herb itself into your cooking or into potpourris, etc., can help you to begin to gather the energy of that ray. So the point of doing it this way is to know that we have all kinds of resources that we can consciously choose to utilize. There's a chant that works with this. It's the Om Mani Padme Hum. It works for this particular frequency. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum is a classic. There's an Atlantean chant, the Vo Aha Dao Lai, which I'm working on doing a recording, so stay tuned. An intentional song of mine, Speak My Words, so speak my words with love. Speak my words with love. Out into this world, I speak with clear intent. With consciousness, I make it known without any doubt. Behold my dreams, speak my words with love. I am, I am. The pitch that relates to it is G, so when you listen to music in the key of G or purposely bring that particular pitch to you, you can use it to augment the vibration. The planet Mercury is in alignment with the first ray. So this is the ray of willpower, the manifestation of the will to create in the physical. The will is necessary to make manifest, to put the idea into action. It is fire, it's power and purpose. It's about creating and destroying. And those resonating with this ray are typically leaders, spiritual warriors, magicians, executives, politicians, and people willing to remove the old to manifest the new. This is where creation and destruction happen. They go where others fear to tread, as explorers, adventurers, as pioneers. And they work with the pure power and thus must exercise vigilance to steer it. So this is the thing. You can see how easily one gets seduced by the idea of this energy in leadership, and we see it all over the place. And in fact, the world and culture and society has suffered as a result of individuals who became drunk with their own power and their position. This is a misuse and this is abuse of the energy. By bringing in the red frequency, it can begin to hone the frequency and balance it out. So if you are in a position where you would like to be more adventurous, then create a red room. I'm serious. You know, paint the utility closet red and go stand in it and be in there and know that this is where you actually get your energy together to take the adventure, to go ahead and take the risk, to move out as a warrior, as a magician. That's the way this stuff works. What I want to do now, after giving a brief introduction, because it has to be brief because we have six more to go, I want to introduce the invocation to Elmoria. And this was something I actually created quite a while ago. They're actually part of the chakra immersion CDs that involve the Ascended Masters and the Rays. And this is one that is not completed yet. But it's calling Elmoria. Calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. I'm going to do it one more time, and while I do it, just begin to open up to the idea of Elmoria as the overseer of this ray. It is the red ray, and you're calling it forth to bring balance to you with all of its capacities and powers. Calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. Walk with me into the light. Okay, so here's the scoop on these tunes. The way they began to unfold is it felt like each of these elements, the Elohim, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, I don't know, call it ego, whatever you want, it may be, but they like to be invoked. They like to be called. And that actually is a principle of guidance, is that we have to reach out because of the nature of free will here. We have to ask for help. And one way to ask for help is to use song or to use an invocation or a decree or a proclamation, something of that sort that will invite this energy forward. What I began to see is each of the songs had a personality about it. It was like a particular frequency or energy of each of these ascended masters, of each of the Elohim. What I found out when I started doing Archangels, all they needed was just to hear their names. So every one of the songs that came out for them was just a repetition of their name in a melodic way. And they were potent, and they're powerful, and I'm very excited about getting them completed. The Elohim for this particular ray are Hercules and Amazonia. Once again, counterparts to one another. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith, with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the word of God. Point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home.
So think of them, invite them in. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith, with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the Word of God. Point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home.
So allow those frequencies to smooth their way into you. The invitation for the first ray, the red ray, the will ray, and the power of that is already moving into your frequency. It is just the way it works. This is the God's Will Prayer from Prayers to the Sacred Flames by Aurelia Louise Jones. And I will repeat this, speak it to you. It says repeat three times. I may not do that in the interest of time. In the name of God I am, I invoke the presence of beloved Master El Moria, Archangel Michael, and all ascended masters and angels of the blue flame, love of God's will to guide and protect me daily and hourly. Archangel Michael, come into my life. Help me overcome all density with your sword of blue flame. Cut me loose and set me free from all negativity and errors of the past. I ask for the shaft of blue light of divine love to be established over my being, over my home, over my family, my work, and all my affairs. I call the guidance I need to manifest God's will in all aspects of my life to fulfill my divine purpose here on earth and make my ascension in the light. I claim for God's will to manifest everywhere on earth as it is in the realms of light and freedom. I give thanks that my request is answered according to God's holy will, and so be it, beloved I am. The invitation is to speak that three times. And again, I'm not going to do that this time. You can do that when you get the access to it. Now an invocation to Archangel Michael. In the name of God, I call forth the blue flame of divine love of Archangel Michael to clear my path of all interference to the fulfillment of my divine plan, the expansion of my faith and my ascension. Infuse my soul with the energies of divine will and surrender to my holy vows. I ask that the golden dome of protection to be placed around me each day to repel any negative energy directed against me and the light for which I stand. I ask for your legions of blue flame angels to stand by my side. By the power of your sword of blue flame, cut me loose and set me free from all discordant energy in my world, my home, in my work, and in the city where I live. I thank you for your relentless love and service to humankind and to the earth, and I thank you for your loving assistance in my own unique pathway. Help me develop faith and trust in myself and in God. Let blue lightning bombs of divine love bring cleansing and transformation within me and everywhere on earth, and so it is, beloved I am, and so it is. So, know that by listening to, by being in the frequency of these prayers, these statements, what you're doing is making the invitation yourself. Be open. Be willing to step into the higher frequency and use the elements that are available to you. Now, I know these prayers specifically are a little more religious sounding than perhaps some of you are used to. A lot of use of the G word, a lot of use of that. I've had some issues in the past about that just from my upbringing as well, but I've also realized that at some point it'd be advisable for me to surrender and stop being irritated about that. Let's move on. Second ray. The second ray is the color blue. It is love and wisdom and education. That's its purpose. The Kohan, or the Ascended Master, is Ketumi. The Elohim are Apollo and Lumina. The Archangels that oversee are Japhiel and Christine. The positive attributes of this second ray are being inclusive, calm, peaceful, having inner strength, having patience. It's the love of truth. It's being intuitive, serene. It's engaged in writing and speaking, being in radiance, having attraction, and having expansion. The negative attributes of the ray are coldness, indifference, dispassion, self-pity, and fear. Once again, if you find yourself yearning for or overwhelmed by either the positive or negative elements, begin to bring blue into your life. More blue, please. More blue. Call in the ray itself. And be willing to allow the transformation to occur. The religion that supports the ray would be Buddhism. The chakras are the heart and the throat. The animal that is in alignment is the dog. The day of the week where the second ray is most active is on Thursday. The stones are the sapphire, the lapis, turquoise, blue lace, agate, and sodalite. Oils include cedar, cinnamon, clove, frankincense, nutmeg, pine, and juniper. The flower essences and herbs are blueberry, dandelion, hyssop or hyssop, oak, pine, and red clover. One chant that is useful for this ray, is this particular ray, is the Sa Re Sa Sa. And it goes, Sa Re Sa Sa, Sa Re Sa Sa, Sa Re Sa Sa, Sa Ra. Hara Re Hara Hara, Hara Re Hara Hara, Hara Re Hara Hara, Hara Ra. On and on and on it goes. Very potent chant that will work for this frequency. The Atlantean chant is the Yo-U-Da Thumar. Yo-U-Da Thumar. These are often just done best just by speaking them with the kind of like, you remember as Dorothy was entering into the, the lion and the scarecrow and the Tin Man were at the castle because Dorothy had been captured, and they were getting ready to storm the castle. And the guards were doing their particular chant. That is an Atlantean feel. Bio-yo, 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 bio-yo. You can see, yo-o-da. The reason these things are low is because they need to be fully into the body. They resonate with the depth into the pit of the body, into the lower elements to access the earth energy to bring it up. And so often these kinds of chants are manly chants. And it doesn't mean you have to be a man to access them. Women just bring the sound into their body and bring their voice down. It isn't necessarily lower in pitch, but it is about having a full voice, your power. The intentional song is one that I have. It's open me up to light and all the God cried and angels. Open me up to realize. Okay, I'm not remembering the words here, and I apologize for that. I just have a title. The pitch is B. The planet is Uranus, and these are the elements that support it. Essentially, in a nutshell, it's the ray of love and wisdom, the spiritual love of divinity. It's about unconditional love. This is not, I love you, man, nor, oh, baby, I love you. This is really about the higher love and the higher frequency, which would be accessed in the higher heart chakra on one level. It's about the agape, the big love. It's the influence of the blue rays that it brings to life. It brings to life compassion and a share, and it brings a life of compassion and sharing that love with others and a desire to share it with others. Many of the people under the blue ray are spiritual teachers and healers, or they serve the public in a humanitarian or a philanthropic way. Blue is the color of peace and harmony, and the higher love brings forth wisdom to seed the moments of living. Opening to that kind of love deposits just like storehouses of wisdom and information, because that's the frequency that all life is based upon. So as you open up to it, use the blue ray to begin to access and open that up. The chakras of the heart and throat are involved in this. The actual call to Kathumi as the Kohan, the Ascended Master. So I invite you to be present in your heart chakra and also in the throat and all that area in between as you invoke a blue light to come down and a blue light to infuse that frequency. And I'll go ahead and do the invocation. Katumi. Katumi. Ascendant master of the yellow sacred ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, whoa, whoa. Good to me. Good to me. Ascendant master of the yellow sacred ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, oh, oh. So Katumi is a pretty potent ascended master. Some say he's the master Kohan, the head of the whole group. So this one invited, it needed a very strong kind of a driving force to activate that energy to bring it into its presence. And that's what came. Underneath it, the invocation to the Elohim of Apollo and Lumina. Again, just notice the differences in how the songs are, the feel. Apollo and Lumina, illuminate. Teach me the mind of the Christ. Open the doors to the heart of it all. Immerse me as one in the light. Apollo, Apollo, Lumina, Lumina, come now to me, come now to me, come now to me. Again, know that these invocations are asking for assistance. Totally asking for assistance. And that's what you're doing. The prayer for illumination and peace, and this is from Aurelia Louise Jones' book, Prayers to the Sacred Flames. So be in a receptive state, again, with your awareness in that area between the heart and the throat. Get the color blue in your mind, the rich blue that you can come up with, and just allow this information to come in. Beloved I Am Presence, blaze forth now from the heart of beloved Alpha and Omega, from the heart of beloved Helios and Vesta, into our individual hearts and minds. Glorious waves of golden flame of illumination and peace, flood us with the precious oils of universal knowledge and wisdom. Come now and direct thy precious light rays of divine illumination and peace into every aspect of our lives. Flood the earth and humanity with the golden flame of Christ's illumination, understanding and peace from the heart of God and the great central sun. Divine flame of illumination, bless my world today. Golden waves of peace, bless my world in God's perfect way. Flame of light so wondrous to behold, I am thy wisdom in all that I am. Golden fountain of illumination, infuse every part of my being with thy golden oil. I am, I am, I am illumination blazing through my heart, mind, and soul. And that last section is repeated 3, 6, or 9 times. So allow that to sink in. We're calling forth some mighty frequencies here. So allow yourself to flow with it and know that you are absolutely in a perfect place and in a very safe frequency and energy. And just to ensure that, for whatever reason it's coming up, I'm going to invite us all to speak our true name, our first and middle last, the name that we had on our birth certificate. Speak it 7 times to ensure your own cocoon of safety there, because it feels like something's coming up. I don't know what it is. So let's go. On the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch, 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 Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. And so it is. And now, as the other prayer for this particular chakra, for the ray, it's an invocation to the sun. Helios and Vesta. Helios and Vesta. Helios and Vesta, let your golden light flow into every part of me. Let your golden light expand within my sacred heart. Let your golden light spread throughout the earth. Let the earth ascend into her glorious destiny, and let me ascend into my glorious ascension. Repeat 3, 6, or 9 times, and that is in your hands to do. Once again, we're pulling on a particular perspective of how the rays themselves are being utilized. We've honed it down to 7. What I see in the one in relation to the 49, you'll have a place on here where you can look at some of the elements of it. We probably won't talk much about it here in the call. But the 49 rays is just fine-tuning in certain elements as if they are subsets of the 7. And they came over a period of the 25 years that happened between 1987 and 2012, according to the source that I read, the person who did the book. So an interesting thing. Again, it's bringing in nuances of colors, combinations of colors that before people might have frowned upon. But suddenly they are having a very powerful impact on our frequencies. We move to the third ray. The third ray's color is yellow. Its purpose is active intelligence, civilization, humanity, economics, and business. The Kohan that overlooks it, the ascended master, is Paul the Venetian. His Elohim are Heros and Amora. Archangels are Chamuel and Charity. The positive attributes of the ray that we can call forth are the intellect, abstract ideas, communication, creativity, adaptability, sincerity, patience, caution, planning, spreading money and finance, the power to manifest, and mental illumination. Negative attributes that can happen through deficiencies are pride, deviousness, scheming, inaccuracy, obstinacy, and manipulation. Once again, if you find yourself using any of those negative attributes, call upon the ray to bring balance to them. And you know the very fact of you recognizing and noticing them in you is starting to change the frequency of how they show up. They are typically there because of unmet needs, typically there because of things that occurred and decisions about survival in the hands of the one who didn't know better, but did take action, the inner child self. The religion is coming from the Chaldean. It's more of a Sumerian and Babylonian kind of energy, religions that aren't technically practiced anymore. But that's where the seed of the energy seems to resonate with. The chakras actually include the heart, the throat, and the solar plexus. The animal that reflects the third ray is the cat. The day of the week is Sunday. The stones are emerald. It's interesting because even though it's green, although there may be more yellow-tinged emeralds, citrine, pyrite, and yellow calcite. The oils that support the ray are peppermint, spearmint, lemon, lemongrass, patchouli, and citronella. Who would have known that all of those, the hippies doing the patchouli oil, were really just calling upon Paul the Venetian to activate their intelligence? I love it. All right. Having been one for a short time, flower essences are broom, which is actually up in the Washington. It really drives a lot of people nuts. Chamomile, daffodil, lobelia, peppermint, sunflower, slippery elm, and valerian. A nice array of herbs there and essences that have a variety of impacts and effects upon us. a chant that works with this particular frequency is the Gate Gate from the Buddhist tradition. Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhisvaha. An Atlantean chant that is in alignment, the Zauram Kofaro. Zauram Kofaro. Zauram Kofaro. An intentional song of one of my own that works with this is Heartbeat. Angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. We use the pitch of F, and we call upon the planet Venus to support the third ray. This ray of human civilization and active intelligence is really what it is. It rules all the advances of humanity that mark the development of humanity. So this is behind all of the shifts and changes that have occurred, is this particular ray. It is the power of ideas and the implementation of those ideas to manifest in the world. We call upon this to create action for ourselves, to take our beautiful ideas, we send them out with the yellow frequency to take action and make manifest. The philosopher, the theorist, the mathematician, the historian, the astrologer all reflect this ray. The abstract is made tangible through this ray. In other words, it forms an understanding of these ideas that can be complex. It handles all the details of human civilization, and its energy is responsible for the development of economics, banking, and business. It trades in ideas and cultures, promoting a global identity. Associated with the Earth, it is considered a mother ray, giving birth to energetic offspring in the other rays. A potent ray, this yellow ray. The invocation goes out to Paul the Venetian. At this point, I invite you to focus either in the heart, the throat, or the solar plexus, and you're inviting your capacity to make manifest the ideas that are flooding into and through you, the ideas that reflect your massive intelligence, the capacity to be open and aware, and to put these out into the civilization and the culture to make a profound difference. Let's ride this wave and see if we can put that into motion. Up on the third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspired, to take humans higher, to create the world of our dreams. Teach patience and planning to manifest visions unseen. Teach patience and planning, give true understanding to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. Up on that third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspired, to take humans higher, to create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen. Teach patience and planning, give true understanding to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. Again, we're putting forth an intention to take action and make manifest into the world. This is in invocation to the Elohim, Heros and Aurora. Heros and Aurora, Elohim of heart, space, infuse me with compassion and love.
Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame. Help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. One more time. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live through what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love.
And so it is. So we've called that frequency forth. It's getting warm in here. All right, so we're moving on to the fourth ray exploration. The color is green. It's about the purpose is harmony through conflict, through nature, love, fairy realm, and art. The Kohan of the Ascended Master is Serapis Bey. The Elohim are Purity and Astria. Archangels are Gabriel and Hope. Positive attributes are affection, sympathy, courage, devotion, generosity, humor, beauty, sensitivity, artistry, architectural construction, modern city planning and development, and sociology. Negative attributes of this ray are a worrier, self-centered, cowardice, extravagance, mood swings, inaccuracy, volatility, being forceful, having hiccups. The religion is typically coming through the Egyptian, through the neo-paganism, through Shinto, which is out of the Japanese tradition, being a Mason, or even in the fairy realm, in terms of being in the pagan and elemental. All right, the chakras are the root, the third eye, and the heart. The animal that aligns with this particular chakra is the buffalo. The day of the week where it is more strong is Friday. The stones of the green ray are jasper, emerald, aventurine, jade, green tourmaline, green calcite. The oils are rose oil, jasmine oil, rosewood, lime, and anise. The flower essences that work are apple, catnip, foxglove, passion flower, rose, and vervain. A chant that aligns with this is the Wani Wachiolo from the Plains Indians, Lakota. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Cape Tonka, walk on Cape Tonka. An Atlantean chant is Ale O U, Faro, Faro. An intentional song that aligns me with the earth would be Solid on the Earth, My Roots Go Down. Solid on the Earth, My Roots Go Down. Solid on the Earth, My Roots Go Down. Down into the Earth, My Roots Go Down. The pitch is C, and the alignment with the planet is the Earth itself. This ray mediates the energies that bring harmony through conflict. Green is life. The ray recognizes that life involves conflict as cycles rise and fall and grow and decay. Green plants absorb the light and energy of the golden sun and transform it into the cycle of life. We learn to live in harmony through the conflict we experience. Connecting with the natural world grounds us and empowers us. The green ray vibrationally paves the way. Life feeds life through the moments and forms. This ray supports the creators, the artists, the poets, the writers, the musicians, the translators of struggle, challenge, and pain, who give birth to the resolution in new frequencies, inspiring others to remember who they are ultimately. So you can see that, that this artistic element of the green ray that uses the grist of the mill, the struggles of life, to transform them into an understanding or a new way of walking the path. This is the beauty of this ray. If you're facing personal challenge, it is a good ray to call upon. It is a good ray to use to bring those elements to you.
I call upon the Serapis Bay and the invocation here.
Serapis Bay, bay me in the white ray. Serapis Bay, bathe me in the white ray. Keep me solid on earth to let the flame ascend through purity, joy, and discipline. Guide the I Am light from root to crown. So pure I'll live the here and now. I am, I am, I am.
And so it is. We call forth that frequency of Seraph's Bay to show up. Bring that light from the root to the crown and cleanse and clear into Elohim, purity and Astria.
Purity, Astria, Elohim. Purity, Astria, Elohim. Hold the mighty divine pattern of the Christ to manifest. To manifest pure form into my life. Wield the cosmic circle and the sword of the blue flame. To keep me free and flowing, I sing the holy name. Purity, Astria,
once again, the frequencies are different for each invocation. They call forth in uniqueness that each of these brings. You call forth the energy. Here's a prayer for personal ascension from Aurelia Louise Jones. In the name of my beloved God presence I am, I ask to receive the initiations needed to qualify for ascension. I call for a great cosmic shaft of purity flame to remove from my mind, my thoughts, my feelings, my body, and all my subtle bodies every vibration of human creation that is impure in substance and has less than my divine perfection in God. May the flame of purity transmute from my world all remaining negative energies. May the love of Christ expand in me through the power of the ascension flame. May the resurrection flame awaken the memories of my divine blueprint so that I can be free forever from all discord I have ever created. I affirm that I am purity in action. I am God's purity established within mind, body, and soul. Let me also invoke purity for my family, friends, and for the whole family of God, all kingdoms and the earth. And so it is, beloved I am. And this last section is required three times. Flood the earth with radiant ascension flame is the topic of this particular prayer. In the name of the victorious presence of God I am, I call to the masters of light from the entire spirit of the great white brotherhood, beloved goddess of purity, beloved Serapis Bay, and the brotherhood of ascension flame at Luxor and Telos, beloved queen of light and beloved angels of the radiant ascension flame, flood every particle of life on earth with oceans and oceans of violet fire and ascension flame. Purify, illumine, and raise the consciousness of all life and all kingdoms evolving here. Let thy flame blaze, illumine, and expand like the light of 1,000 suns. Purify our minds, memories, and feeling world from all blockages and negativity. Purify our bodies from all diseases and weaknesses. Flood our world with the pure snow-white radiance of the ascension flame purity. Saturate and purify until we become crystal clear, transforming all we contact with the radiant light of the ascension flame. Blaze the radiant ascension flame through us. Blaze the radiant ascension flame through us. Blaze the radiant ascension flame through us. Flood and saturate the earth with oceans of violet flame. Flood the earth with the radiance of the ascension fire.
I have a typo and I can't read it. Set us free to be with thee in the realms of eternal freedom and infinite perfection now and forever. And so it is, beloved I am, and so it is, beloved I am. And that last part needs to be repeated 3 to 6 times. Whew, big stuff. Sorry about the break there. I just went off at another lifetime somewhere. We move on to the fifth ray exploration. And it looks like we might get from here to the sixth, maybe the seventh. I'll do my best. The color is orange. The purpose of it is concrete science. The Kohan is Hilarion, the Elohim or Cyclopea, and Virginia. The archangels are Raphael and Mary. The positive attributes of this orange fifth ray are analysis, mind, keen intellect, common sense, reason, logic, accuracy, esoteric, psychology, medicine, psychology. Negative attributes are being narrow-minded, being a harsh critic, being unsympathetic, arrogant, proud, prejudiced, and cold. The religion of the fifth ray would be Zoroastrianism. Not too many are practicing that, but also the process of alchemy. Many more are starting to practice that. The chakras of the third eye and the solar plexus, bringing the vision through the intelligence of that solar plexus. The animal of the fifth ray are the eagle, the hawk, and the owl. The day of the week is Wednesday. The stones are topaz, carnelian, and orange calcite. The oils are eucalyptus, fennel, orange, sandalwood, and sage. Flower essences and herbs are angelica, eucalyptus, fennel, hazel, licorice, sage, and sandalwood. You know the invitation here is to start gathering at least one element from each of these rays in all of these categories. And when you have that, you have your medicine pack with you. And you can use that to intentionally call forth the elements of the particular ray. The chant I used was the Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshuhu, Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshuhu. And this is a beautiful one that has to do with opening the third eye. The Atlantean chant is Zu'ur No'o'a, Zu'ur No'o'a, Zu'ur No'o'a, Zu'ur No'o'a. Intentional song is one I wrote called Appearances. And I'll leave it. Pitch is A. The planet is Jupiter. This ray advances science and technology. Advanced technology will become a means to heal the wounds of humanity's past choices. This is the energy that moves in. It brings the new ideas. It brings the scientific and the capacity to alchemize the moments of living in the forms of how to deal with the challenges that are facing us. It invites alchemy and engineering to seed the moment with alternative solutions. It inspires the sacred art of science. Yes, the sacred art of science to reveal the spiritual. It invites the use of ritual to bless the moment with magnified intention.
I will invoke the energy of Hilarion to be present for us. Hilarion, calling Hilarion, Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion. Calling Hilarion, Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. And I will move now past the invocation of the Elohim. You can do that on your own. And I move now to the particular prayer that is being utilized for this particular element for victory over outer conditions.
In the name of love, wisdom, and power, by the authority and victory of my own beloved I Am Presence, I demand and command every cell, atom, and electron of my physical body to blaze with the sacred fire of invincible love and the healing flame from my beloved I Am Presence and the ascended masters of light. I ask for the action of the law of forgiveness for my every transgression of the law of love in my daily life and the past. I command the invincible flames of purity, of protection, of resurrection and healing to blaze through my physical body, my emotional body, my mental body, my etheric body, my inner child, and my body elemental daily and hourly. In the name of love, I command my full mastery and victory over all outer conditions in my life to be made manifest. I also ask the opening and return to all of all my spiritual gifts. I also ask the opening and return of all my spiritual gifts, and so it is. Beloved I Am, I call upon the law of forgiveness for my errors of the past. I extend forgiveness to all souls I have hurt in any way, shape, or form in this lifetime and beyond. I also extend my forgiveness to all souls that have ever hurt me. I call upon the eternal flame of cosmic love to seize these energies, to be drenched in the fires of the violet flame and the ascension flame. I give thanks for this healing. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. And I'm going to forgo the next one and give you the tenets of the seventh ray. The color is violet. It is about ceremonial magic, or ceremonial order and magic. The Kohan is Saint Germain. The Elohim are Arcturus and Victoria. The archangels are Zadkiel and Amethyst. The positive attributes are creativity, organization, freedom, and strength. Negative attributes are selfishness, jealousy, sentimentality, escapism, deceptivity, fanaticism, extreme, being narrow-minded, and being overzealous. Religions are all religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, and Gnosticism. Chakras are the solar plexus and third eye. The animals are the horse and dog. The day of the week where it moves most freely and powerfully is Monday. The stones are ruby, amethyst, and sugarlite, frankincense oil, mugwort, sandalwood, ylang ylang. The flower essences are aloe, chives, frankincense, myrrh, and wisteria. Chant is Ashanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha to eradicate fear. The Atlantean chant is Auma La, which creates a frequency of wholeness. The intentional song is power. The pitch is E, and the planet that supports is Mars. This ray is about religious idealism. It has qualities of devotion, prayer, introspection, and mysticism. It brings light to the darkness, clarity to misunderstanding, acceptance to judgment. The ray works wherever there is philosophical belief. It helps to soften and redirect fanaticism by expanding the heart and the initial prejudicial perspective. I know these have been coming very fast to you. Again, I'm calling upon your inner wisdom to claim that which it knows to be true, and it brings that forth. So I am moving quickly. I'm not sure if I forgot, left off the sixth. I may have. So be it. We're in the seventh now. And we have 1 minute. So here's the calling to invocation of Saint Germain. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray. Transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray. Return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of liberation. Teach me mercy. Free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. And then we call to the Elohim, Arcturus and Victoria. Arcturus and Victoria. Elohim to Saint Germain. Arcturus and Victoria, to serve and radiate the violet flame.
Blessed teacher, bring me freedom. Kiss of mercy, feed my soul. Blessed I am through thy witness. Cleanse all past pain and make me whole. Now make me whole. Oh, oh. Now. And finally, and very quickly, to the expression of the seventh ray. This is the mantle of violet fire. And again, all this information will be in the handout, and I'm sorry it seemed like we were pushing against, but I really wanted to get these elements out. From the Lord God of my being, I am that I am. I call to beloved Saint Germain and your legions of cosmic violet flame angels to come forth to infuse and saturate my being with all activities of the sacred fire, especially the violet flame of transmutation and freedom. Clothe me with your cosmic mantle of violet fire of transmutation, healing, freedom, diplomacy, and the science of true alchemy. Dissolve and consume from my being all that does not reflect perfect love and harmony. Through mercy's flame, transmute all errors of the past and barriers to my ascension. Protect the youth of this world in the aura of the violet flame. With much gratitude, I ask this to be manifest in God's holy name, and so be it. Beloved I am. Repeat that three times when you get it in your hands. And finally, the invocation of the violet flame. In the name of the I am that I am, I now call for the action of the violet transmuting flame to be activated in my entire consciousness, being, and world. Violet fire from the heart of God. Violet fire from the heart of God. Violet fire from the heart of God. Expand thy light through me each day. Expand thy light through me each day. Expand thy light through me each day. Transmute and heal my human imperfections into the shining diamond of God's heart and Christ's perfection. As I surrender to thy radiant light, take dominion over my life. Blaze into action the mercy's flame of the compassionate heart. Expand and saturate within me the wonders of the violet light until I am totally transformed. Beloved, I am present. Send the violet flame to purify every cell, atom, and electron of my being until I am raised into my eternal victory by the action of the violet fire and the ascension flame. And so it is, beloved I am, and so it is. Whew. These rays are potent elements. The invitation here is to embrace them. Call them into presence. The very fact that we've gone through this will now invite you to see them in action wherever you go. Pay attention to color. I will have a list of suggested activities on how to work with this when you get the list tomorrow or by Thursday. Looks like it's going to be by Thursday, but who knows, maybe tomorrow. But notice the power of what we've done here. We've integrated some worlds and some times. We brought the present, we brought the past into the present. These invocations, these prayers that come from a very powerful tradition are very useful in these times. And they invite us to heal our own relationship with that word God, with the essence of those elements that may have tarnished us and steered us away from the true sight that we have by design. So know that this whole process is one of reawakening and elevating the vibration to become that which you have always been. There is no need to have anything in the way anymore, and that is what we're doing with each of these tools every week. Please find a way to use these. Find the ones that resonate with you. Look into the elements and have some time to look at these pieces and gather elements for each of the flames and have them available. Put them in little baggies or something so you have them ready for you to deal with the moments of living as they come up. They can be blessed on to others without them even knowing it. They can be brought into you to help create energy in a home, in a place of business, etc., all kinds of ways. But it just takes you using them. Again, the energy, the vibration, the understanding, the knowing expands the more you use the tools. You pick and choose what speaks to you. Pick and choose.
And be aware that it can, you can easily get into some patterns of holding and sticking with something more often than not. Make a habit of introducing something new at least once a week from these elements. Maybe the fact that the call is once a week. Well, maybe now twice a week start to introduce something beyond the call. Bring back something from the lessons that we've had thus far. Find a way to put this stuff into action. What we're doing is creating a new mindset and a new understanding that, that is in alignment with the cells. If you want that, start doing it more. And I'm talking to myself, too. I am blessed by your participation tonight. I am somewhat apologetic of the interferences that occurred with the phone and however what happened, blah, da, da, da. I'm looking forward to finishing up all of these chakra CDs with all of these songs. I'd love these songs. Use the words themselves. They will help you in invoking the energies of the Elohim and invoking the energies of the Ascended Masters to align you with the flame. Know that you are in good hands by really truly loving yourself and paying attention enough to do something like what we've done over these past months. I look forward to next week where we'll be looking at Oh boy. Finally, the DNA revelation. This is some very interesting stuff. So that's going to be a fun one. All right. So many blessings. Pick a ray and play with it. Pick a ray. I'll stay online for a couple questions or any kind of comments. I'm not sure that I left number 6 out, but if I did, I think after everybody is gone, I'll go ahead and put it on here, and just so I can put in those couple tunes. Yeah, I did skip that one. So I'll go back and do that. So for all intents and purposes, the call is done, unless there are any questions. Anyone?
Mark?
Yes.
Hi, it's Nancy. How are you?
I'm great, Nancy. How are you?
Good. I just have a comment, sort of a question comment about that red. I was getting that today before the call. I had somebody sort of do feng shui here. I have a small studio in the one in California.
Yes.
And it's just sort of anything you get on it. It would be, if I painted the wall, they said to paint red. You know, it's right by my computer and by me. Any other thoughts? Like, what does it do again?
Well, red is, you know, as a chakra color, it's incredibly grounding.
Okay.
It brings you back fully into your body, and then it activates the energy of the earth and pulls them to you. So at the very least, you'll be in your foundation to deal with whatever shows up. You know, I went ahead and bought, in my trips to Hawaii, I bought a bunch of pareos and have all colors, and I made sure I bought single colors. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the splash of color is enough in the right place in front of where you work to go ahead and be the vehicle, because a red wall can be pretty imposing in a house.
Well, I worked on getting this, like, green. I was guided to, you know, in my main space. It's almost the colors of the I Am Temple. Purple in the bathroom, and we're going to do, someone's doing a work exchange, gold in the kitchen. It's a very small studio, so okay. I didn't really know, you know, some feng shui people think red is, you know, fame, not meaning to get famous, but, you know, like self-worth and, you know, stuff like that. So your thoughts, it might be too much?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You know, in case it was a large wall and the red would be a little too intrusive. Because red activates and red energizes, but it also has a capacity to bring us back to foundation. So it's kind of a contradictory energy.
Hmm.
But it works. That's the nature of the frequencies. So I think it can serve you well in creating strong and healthy foundation, and also go ahead and activate when you need to do it. It's a good place to download. It's a good place to let go. And in the process of letting go, then you bring in the new creation and you pull it up from the earth itself through the muscles and tissue to give it substance. You see, if you pull it down from the head and everything else, it's going to have, sometimes it gets a little too mental, but when you bring it up through the earth, it has a very different aspect about it. And for whatever reason, that's what I'm picking up here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Bye. Thanks.
All right.
Mark, this is Connie. How are you?
I'm good, Connie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just had a quick question. Are some of these teaching based on the works of Alice Bailey?
Yeah, the whole... Okay, here, the resources, I'll show you when you get the thing. But basically, the Theosophist work of Alice Bailey, I think it was the Seven Rays, Treatise on the Seven Rays and or Initiations or something of that sort. There were a whole bunch of books. They're a little bit hard to wade through, you know, the way she writes.
I tried many years ago to understand it. It was esoteric studies. But the way you've simplified it for me is wonderful. I mean, it's understandable for me. But I tried to wade through that, but I don't know, maybe I wasn't ready to hear it at the time. I don't know.
Well, you may want to revisit it, because with the amount of growth that you've had and the awareness that you now carry, I think you'll get. You see, that's the way some of these books are. They are a mystery school in themselves. And, you know, for one who is uninitiated, it'll be like gobbledygook. But for someone who has had a vibration, it's like, well, I get this.
I know.
It may be worth looking at. Also, a book that I've recommended is Ascension Magic, a guy, Christopher Penzack. And he did a nice interpretation of all of those, and that's where I got most of these charts from.
Ascension Magic?
Yeah, Ascension Magic. It's a great book.
Yes.
It's a great book.
Are
then,
you including
Cindy
that in
Dale's
the notes? Or?
The Chakras. Sorry?
Are you including that book recommendation in the notes you're sending?
Yeah, I'm under resources, yeah. There'll be a list of about 6 or 7 books, including the ones that I didn't like.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
all right.
And that's
the ones that have to do with the, you know, the psychological elements of the rays.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't mean to paint a picture that it just didn't work for me, and so I didn't want to pass information on.
It's weird, but I bought a wallet yesterday with elephants all over it. And also, last night I was watching a video about Telos at Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of synchronicity in work, because you mentioning the Telos community at Mount Shasta, which I am going to watch the whole hour presentation later tonight. But it's a very interesting dynamic. I don't know. I'm just drawn to go there, like I had mentioned to you before. But it's interesting that this all ties in.
It really is, and it's just a wonderful dance, and really it's in many ways how life was meant to be, so synchronistic and so unified, in a sense tied together, where one thing leads to the next, and it's got the information you wanted, you were just thinking about it, here it does show up. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, yesterday, I don't even know why, and then I would never buy anything with elephants on it, but for some reason I bought this wallet yesterday, and then that's according to the red, is that the first ray, or...
Ray. It's the first ray about power and manifestation and the will to create in the physical.
Yes, that's exactly what I've been trying to do, is create more art.
Oh, you're doing more than trying, because you're gathering all the resources, and now you're...
I am, exactly.
And
I appreciate the mentoring sessions, too, and
absolutely.
I appreciate this evening. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Connie.
Okay, well, you take good care, and look forward to next week. Thank you.
Okay. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, anyone else? Okay, so for all intents and purposes, the call is closed. I'm going to go back and just very quickly do the sixth ray. The sixth ray color is indigo, and it can also be used as purple or sky blue. The purpose is devotion, idealism, and religion. The Kohan, or the Ascended Master, is Lady Nada. Some say it's Sananda being Jesus. As an incarnation, could also be the Kohan that oversees it. Elohim are peace and aloha. The archangels are Uriel and Aurora. Positive attributes are devotion, single-mindedness, persistence, tenderness, intuitiveness, loyalty, religious devotion, reverence, and philosophy, being philosophical. Negative attributes that come are selfishness, jealousy, sentimentality, escapism, deceptivity, fanaticism, extreme fanaticism, being narrow-minded and zealous. Boy, it sounds like I did this one. I did this one.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Okay. Did I do number 5? Yes. I think I did them all. I was in a time warp somewhere. So we're just going to flow with that. Well, wait a minute. Sixth ray, I know what I didn't do. So I didn't sing. That's what happened. The ray works wherever there is a philosophical. Okay. Yeah, I did all that. Ray is about religious idealisms, devotion, prayer, introspection, and mysticism. It brings light to the darkness, clarity to misunderstanding, acceptance to judgment. The ray works wherever there's a philosophical belief. It helps to soften and redirect fanaticism by expanding the heart and the initial prejudicial perspective. Yes, I did that. And let me do the invocation to Lady Nada, and then I'll end on that.
You are the master of devotion. I call upon you, bring me peace. In the service of the Christ light, give the gift of joy I seek. Bring me clarity of vision. Through the Christ eyes, let me see. Now cleanse the stream of blind religion, flood the peace and joy through me. Lady Nada, Lady Nada, Lady Nada.
There you are. Come forth, Lady Nada. Bring that frequency forth, that sixth ray, that beautiful indigo ray. Peace and aurora, the Elohim, Elohim, peace and aloha. On the ray of gold and ruby be the ministers of peace. Help me balance all my energies, clear the way I see. In the consciousness of Christ, now let the Holy Spirit rise. Place me in my power, now the I Am shines. I am. I am. Elohim. Peace and aloha. Elohim, peace and aloha. And so it is. And so it is. Wear the rays. Wear the rays. Blessings. See you next week.